Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. Just brutal, man. Brutal. A rough performance tonight. And look, you know, when you're careening towards, 47-115? Are you kidding me? Look, in a season like this, there's going to be a lot of rough losses, and this was certainly the latest. Royals lose in Miami. They drop the series. Hopefully avoid a sweep tomorrow. But for tonight, it's a 6-1 loss. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. A 6-1 loss and a new low. In a lot of different facets. 25 games below 500. That's a new low water mark for the season. Now, speaking of new lows, it's the first three-error game of the season. And it could have been four. The Royals made at least five boneheaded decisions out there. Why? Why is the question? No, that's the question of the night. No, offensively, they didn't do really anything. You get a run, you get a gift run, courtesy of a wild pitch in the sixth inning. Sure, leadoff double from Nick Prado. Nice job as he continues to rake. Prado in 34 games since being recalled, hitting .308, an OPS of .892. Easier to understand if I say it this way. Since being recalled at the end of April, Nick Prado's been one of the 10 best hitters in the American League. So nice job by him. Nice job by Zach Greinke. Greinke should have delivered another Greinke special. Should have been able to give you five innings and a chance to win, but unfortunately, he's got a butcher in left field. And he's got a young man that still just needs to take a deep breath at shortstop. What are we doing? That's the second time this season you're trying to get an out at third base by being the smart guy. You know, it's not for a lack of care. It's not as if Bobby's out here hot dogging it. And or maybe it is. Because the young man knows baseball. I don't know what you're doing there. We'll go over that disaster of a fifth inning if you feel like it. There are other things that we could discuss tonight outside of just the 6-1 loss. I mean, I am curious your idea, your thoughts as to why this defense has now made 7 errors in the last 4 games. This was the 6th game with multiple errors in the last 23. So almost a quarter of your games over the past few weeks, you've made multiple errors. Is it pressing? Is it coaching? You know, the old adage is you're either teaching it or allowing it. Either way, it's a problem. Is it talent? Is it focus? I'm sure it's a combination of all 4, but what stands out to you? 913-586-7610. And you feel for Zach Greinke. You do. Doesn't get a single run of support in the 4 1/3 innings he was out there. It's the 9th time in 13 starts this season in which Greinke has been provided 1 or 0 runs of support. 9 of his 13 starts, the offense fails to put up multiple runs for him. Greinke's now 1-6 this season, and statistically, he's been your best starting pitcher. 1-6. Again, phone lines 913-586-7610. Text lines there for you as well, 913-586-7610. And I'm reminded of what a few texters and callers have brought up of late, and that is the need for Matt Cutrero to bench someone or make a statement or get thrown out of a game to show some fire, which I've brushed aside. Because you can't bench the entire team. You know, Edward Olivares, okay, you wanna put him down? You wanna bench him for another lack of concentration mistake that gives up 180 feet on the base pass, 2 runners advance, 90? You wanna bench Bobby Witt Jr. for how long? You think that's gonna work? You think the next time he gets in there, he's not pressing because you benched him? Well, Matt Duffy makes an error. Jackson Kowar's not backing up a throw. Nick Prado getting a little too cute on a flip. An embarrassing night, if we're being honest. A pretty rough stretch from the defense as a whole. Royals lose 6-1. There is, as I mentioned, other things to discuss. Most notably, a recent piece from Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic. Not breaking news, but well, I don't think this is my opinion. Ken Rosenthal, along with Jeff Passan, I would say are the 2 most respected baseball writers in the country. And Ken Rosenthal wrote a piece with sources telling him that the Royals' pitch right now, as it comes to trading Aroldis Chapman, their pitch right now is take them off our hands right now, get 4 months rather than waiting until the August 1st deadline when you'll only get them for 2. And if you want Aroldis Chapman, how about taking Scott Barlow with them? Ken also pointing out that the Royals are trying to coax other teams that are interested in Aroldis Chapman, to not just think about the combination of Chapman and Barlow, but also ruminate on the idea of trading for both Aroldis Chapman and Salvador Perez. That one, too. Which leads me to this question, because I understand how much you love Salvador Perez. Now, you've heard me and the guys on Fesco in the Morning and Cody and Gold. I'm sure CDOT's even brought it up. You've heard us all discuss the idea of trading Salvador Perez. I'm wondering if you've come to terms with the possibility that Salvador Perez doesn't finish this season or doesn't finish next season with the Royals. Have you truly digest or let that piece of information, let that possibility, have you let that marinate inside the baseball fan inside of you? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's start off out in Topeka. Jim, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. I feel for you, man. It has to be hard watching this stuff. It's
still baseball. There's people doing a lot more difficult work, but it's not the best baseball, as you know.
It's uncomfortable to see stupid plays. And some of them, and when they say that they're young and they're learning I have to go back a couple games. Salvi runs a runner back to third base, doesn't throw it to the fastest man in baseball to get the out. That's forgiven. But then the guy on third base runs back to second base, and there's no center fielder. I'm sorry, Vern. There's something wrong. There's something that's just bad baseball. You throw the ball tonight, you boot the ball out there because he's got frying pan hands. You boot the ball out in left field, and he throws it to third base. Not a chance getting him, but he throws it to third base. You throw it to second base, and they miss the tag.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry for laughing, but it's funny. It's funny the way you're describing it because happened. It's crazy.
It is.
And that throw to third, it was all ego. I made a mistake. Now I'm trying to make up for it. It was,
God.
Yeah, terrible for them.
I do think the throw from third to second beat him, and we missed the tag there. So I'm diehard. Been here. I grew up in on the East Coast in New Jersey, and came out here. Fell in love with the Royals with that early 71 Royals team, and fell in love with them, and just bought in. Right, this is impossibly bad, and I hope Sherman listens because this is impossibly bad. I can forgive hustle plays. I can't forgive dumb plays. Right. Dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Your shortstop should be in center field. Your shortstop should be in center field because he makes bad decisions. Has frequently. Just bad decisions. He's gifted. Just get him. Robin Yount him. Send him to center.
And the Robin Yount comparison, no, great phone call, Jim. I appreciate it. You look at the offensive statistics of young phenoms, guys that Bobby was compared to early on. The only offensive comp that still holds up is Robin Yount. Robin Yount, who, of course, Hall of Famer, won an MVP at shortstop, won another in center field. Jim brings up a tremendous point. What I want from my shortstop, well, you remember Alcides Escobar. What Esky did that was great was make all the fundamentally sound plays. Made all the routine plays look routine. Did Esky ever win a gold glove? I know his metrics were always down because he tried to make every play. Esky would go deep into the hole knowing, I'm probably not going to be able to make this play, but I got Eric Hosmer on the other end, so I'm going to heave it over there and see what happens. And sometimes it gets by Hosmer, turns into an error. His numbers weren't always, defensively, didn't always reflect a high-end defensive shortstop, but I mean, can you think of a big defensive miscue from Alcides Escobar? He was the shortstop for a very, very long time. Esky won the Gold Glove in 2015, I'm being told, by Grant Nicholson, doing a great job back at the studio. Okay, yeah. Yeah, one Gold Glove. But can you think of a back-breaking mistake? And I'm sure there was. There's just not one that's popping to mind right now. You need your shortstop to be, you know, if the catcher is the quarterback, if the catcher is your Patrick Mahomes, I need the shortstop to be my Travis Kelce. I need him to be same wavelength as my quarterback. I need him to be thinking the game along with the catcher, the pitcher. And if he's incapable of doing that, then I'm not saying he's there yet. He's still about a week away from his 23rd birthday. Sure, sure. Age is still on his side, no doubt. But the early returns say, let's not force him to make those split-second decisions, those key decisions that all shortstops find themselves in the middle of. Center field, third base, no doubt. It's a great way to get us started, Jim. I appreciate the phone call. It opens up a line for you, 913-586-7610. Bobby tonight, one of, well, the only Royal with multiple hits. He singled in the first, singled in the ninth, never moved off the bat. Bobby has hit safely in 8 of his last 12 games, hitting .300 in that stretch. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey, you're doing the Lord's work out there, man. I can't imagine what it's like to put up with this disaster every night. You know, I think you asked what it is. It's all of the above. Yeah. I'm not being hyperbolic. I can't really think of one good thing that they have done decision-wise this year. And from the owner on down, they left the same guys in place that presided over a failed draft and development system, minus Dayton Moore, sure. But most of those guys are still there. They have ruined all these starting pitching prospects. They're getting nothing out of Bobby Witt. Sherman had the chance to add some payroll during the offseason to give these guys a little bit of support so they weren't floundering around like they are. And he didn't, even though they would have been a goodwill gesture when he's asking for billions of dollars for a new stadium. And, you know, he hired a manager that is just a completely terrible fit for this team. I am struggling to figure out one thing this team is doing well. And I never thought I would say that we were going to see those dark days of 05 and 06 again. And we're not only seeing that, we've passed that. This is the most inept laughingstock of a franchise I've ever seen. Worse than the Chiefs, 2-14 Chiefs. This is just, it's abominable. And they should all be embarrassed from the top down. And I watched them play today, and I could not believe how many boneheaded, just brain-dead plays in a row they made. I'll hang up and listen off the air. You have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same, John. Appreciate the phone call. Royals 2 games back of the worst start in franchise history through 61 games. 2 games back of that 05 team. 05 team was 16-45. This year's squad, 18-43. And I'm not going to make the easy joke, but Jordan Lyles pitches tomorrow. As you know, or maybe you don't know, Royals have lost every single game that Jordan Lyles has started. So, I mean, that's not going to last all season. It's not. They will win a game. You know, you hope he stays healthy, knock on wood, but yeah. 913-586-7610. Attention to detail. Right, that's all often a hallmark of winning ball clubs. You know, attention to detail, I don't think you see as many balls getting under the glove of outfielders as we've seen over the past week. I swear it's happened at least 4 times. Attention to detail, you don't see so many, how do you put it, brain-dead decisions. Just make the smart baseball play. You know, if you're instilling attention to detail, if you're instilling smart baseball, a high baseball IQ into these players, I just don't think you see this. Now, there's no doubt they're pressing. No doubt some of these young position players are pressing. We've talked a lot about it, how difficult it must be as a 22, 23, 24-year-old knowing every single day when you drive to the ballpark, if we don't put up at least 6 runs, we got no chance. At least 6 runs. Royals pitching is averaging about 5.2 runs allowed per game. That's third worst in the sport. Only the Rockies and A's are worse. So the leadoff hitter, the two hitter, and the three hitter today, your 1-2-3 hitter, also your 5 hitter, only one of them has a full big league season under their belt. Only two of them have a full calendar year of being a big leaguer under their belt. The 1-2-3 hitters came to the ballpark knowing if we don't score at least 6 runs against a very good pitcher in Jesus Luzardo, who carved him up, by the way, 7 innings of 1-run baseball, 2 hits, no walks, 8 punchies. If we don't score at least 6, we got no chance. 6 would not have been enough tonight. Royals are now 1-22 this season when they allow at least 6 runs. That's a third of their, that's more than a third of their games. They're giving up at least 6 runs. So it's got to be difficult. No doubt they're pressing. But again, the attention to detail. And for as much as that makes me want to point at the coaching staff and bring up the old adage, you're either teaching it or allowing it. For as much as I want to bring that up, I have the voice of Ned Yost in my head. I keep hearing Ned Yost really dump cold water on all of those romantic stories we told of 2013, 14, and 15 about that camaraderie, about that great clubhouse. Ned Yost bottom-lined it for me in spring training and saying it was just about talent. I didn't become a better manager. It was solely about talent. By the time 2015 arrived, that clubhouse was so freaking talented, it was just up to me to not screw it up. Maybe that's what this is all about. And instead of blaming the coaching staff, instead of saying, oh, these kids aren't focused, these young men aren't focused, maybe it is just talent. Maybe there's just not enough talent out there defensively. Maybe they're out of position. Maybe MJ's still learning a new spot. Maybe Bobby needs to be moved out of his current spot. Maybe. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. Let's stay in Overland Park and talk with Joe. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Vern. How are you?
All right, buddy. How are you?
Good. You know, usually I record the game, especially if I have to go someplace, and come back and watch it. But on the way back tonight, I listened to the end of the game. And to be honest with you, I can't watch the recorded version. I just can't do it. They've lost me. I know this is supposed to be an evaluation season, but defense is born. You have it. You don't learn it in the major leagues. I'll give them credit and give them a chance on offense. I don't mind that. They have to learn how to hit these guys. But defense, there's no excuse. None. None. And I wish ownership would at least tell us what we're supposed to expect. Just not winning. The way I figure it, by the All-Star break, they should be 40 games under 500.
Woof.
How do you follow a team like that?
I mean, without getting paid for it, I can't imagine you do.
I don't. You do, maybe, but I don't.
Yeah,
that's it for tonight. Sorry. It's just entertaining. Entertaining.
I didn't create the team. You don't got to apologize to me, Joe. I appreciate the phone call. I just want you to keep listening to this show, to be quite honest with you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Phone lines opened up for you. 913-586-7610. We'll get to the text line as well, the Jay South Lanto Service text line. Same number, 913-586-7610. It's a fair point, or at least a under-discussed point on this show. I'm talking about the defense and, you know, is a new position something that you learn at the big league level? Ryan, good point, Joe. Talking about MJ Melendez in right field. You allow MJ to learn at the big league level because you expect his bat to be powerful. Now, the homers haven't been there. The extra bases are starting to pick up. The walks have certainly picked up. MJ has a hit in 7 of his last 8 games, hitting .310 in that span. But I know I was expecting, I would have thought he'd be near double-digit home runs by now, and he's at 5. So the growing pains of him in right field have not been offset by the pain he's inflicting on baseballs, and that's been unfortunate. Now, Nick Prado, A, has been anything but a butcher in left and is hitting everything. Prado's reached base safely in 14 straight starts. 913-586-7610. And again, I forgot, how did Jim say it? Olivares has frying pan hands. Hard to argue, man. Golly, just keep your head down. Easy to say, I don't do it on the golf course, but you know, if people were paying me millions and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I think I could lock it in for 2.5 hours. Royals lose 6-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, it's a 6-1 final. Royals lose in Miami, dropping the series to the Marlins. They'll hope to salvage one in the finale tomorrow afternoon, 5:10 first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show starting at 4 o'clock. Jordan Lyles squares off with fellow right-hander Edward Cabrera. Royals in a messy fifth inning force Zach Greinke out of the game and force the future Hall of Famer to suffer his 6th loss of the season, despite allowing one earned run, or have they changed that? I believe they were going to make a change, a scoring change to Zach Greinke's final line. Official score has changed all of Greinke's runs to earned. Okay, that's from Joel Goldberg, the great Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City. Oh, well, isn't that nice? Hey, Zach, not only is the offense not supporting you, but now the defense is driving up your ERA. Royals score one run. They were already down by 5 when they scored that run in the 6th inning. I mean, I could go over the fifth, and I can't imagine anyone really wants to relive it. It was ugly. There were at least, there were three errors. Only two of them are actually noted as errors. Nonetheless, it was just a mess. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We head out to Olathe. Talk with Brock. Brock, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I wrote the Hey, Matt. And so I really don't want to talk about baseball because, you know.
Oh, I love it. I love it. He loves it. His wife loves it. We talk about it every day, every Wednesday normally when I go into his office, man. Great job. Love that song.
I think the big thing about it is kind of like you were talking about with Ned Yost, though. And at this point, this team isn't winning. And so I liken it much like myself when I was a sophomore in high school and the first time I played varsity basketball.
Brock, I don't know. I don't know if we're allowed to. What we're going to do is head inside that clubhouse and hear from the future Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke. 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs on 4 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Well, while we're here, let's go over that fifth inning real quick. Scoreless. Greinke hadn't allowed a hit. And this was a pitcher's duel until that fifth inning. On one side, Jesus Luzardo faced the minimum through 5. Working around a one-out hit from Bobby Witt Jr. in the first, getting Vinny Pasquantino to hit a scorcher at third base, starting an inning-ending double play. But Greinke had a no-no into the fifth, and then a first-pitch hanging curve to Jesus Sanchez. He just put a beautiful swing on a pitch on the outside part of the plate, went with it, and homered over the opposite field wall. So there it's 1-0. 1-0 Miami. Joey Wendell then singles to left. Gene Segura singles to left. And as Edward Olivares is charging the ground ball, he's peeking to see what the lead runner's going to do, what Joey Wendell's going to do. And he sees Wendell drift a little far off of second base. And while he sees that, the ball gets under his glove. So he tries to pick it up with his hand while still watching Joey Wendell, and he drops it again. So Joey Wendell takes off to third. Eddie had no chance of getting him at third, but he's embarrassed. So he's going to, just like when you're at a red light and you're looking at your phone and the light turned green and you didn't know it, someone behind you slams on their horn, you're embarrassed, so you floor it. You squeal your tires, you look like an idiot, right? Everyone knows what you just did. That's what Edward Olivares did. He floored it, tried to make a throw to third base. Didn't work. It allows Segura to move up to second base. So instead of first and second with nobody out, it's second and third with nobody out. Next batter, the 8 batter, the 8 hitter for the Marlins. Grounds to Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby fields the ground ball, sees Joey Wendell at third base, drifting a little far off of the bag. And instead of taking the shore out at first, Bobby underhands it to Michael Garcia at third. Garcia gloves and, of course, has to lay the tag on Wendell, and he's way too late, had no chance. Everybody's safe. Bases loaded, nobody out. Would have been second, third with one out, which is big because Zach Greinke struck out the next dude. So it would have been second and third. Or excuse me, first and second. 2 outs. Next batter, Luis Arraez, singles to left. A run comes in to score. And then Jorge Soler pops out to the second baseman. So maybe 2 runs. Maybe 2 runs come in to score there. Maybe 3. Okay, maybe we want to charge Zach Greinke with 3 of those runs. Maybe Wendell and Segura still come around on that Luis Arraez opposite field single. Maybe second and third, 2 outs. Maybe both of them come in, sure. But instead, 5 runs come in to score because the next batter, who was facing Jackson Kowar, hits a 3-run double to right center field. 5-0 Miami. They would go on to win 6-1. Let's hear what Zach Greinke had to say about his 6th loss of the season.
It was just kind of bad timing. There's a big string of hits at the same time. I really don't think I made a lot of mistakes that inning. First home run was kind of the game plan I wanted to do is throw quality curveballs, and he did a home run, which was impressive. And then all the other pitches were corners, I think, that got hits on. And so just can't do too much more. And it just was unlucky that it was four or five in a row, however it ended up being, instead of spreading them out.
When you look at your slider and your sinker today, what was working with those pitches, and do you feel like it was something that you can build on moving forward?
The sinker was great. I mean, I would like to give them a lot of credit. I don't think they chased one slider. The righties, I don't think they chased one slider the whole game. And then they didn't really – they swung at pretty much every strike slider. It was tough to feel comfortable throwing it when they're doing what they were supposed to do. Even when I was getting them out early on, they were taking good at-bats on the slider especially.
Arises 400. What are you seeing from him, and how rare is what he's doing?
It honestly looks the same as last year. I think he just stay healthy and strong. He probably going to, I mean, I wouldn't say 400. That's a bold claim, but like he's above a 330 hitter when he's like not hurt and feeling strong.
When you look at Jackson Kolar coming in relief, he gives you guys 2 1/3 innings of work. What have you just seen from him as a young pitcher, and how he continues to build confidence?
He's looked solid. It'd be nice to get him to do good and then be able to come back as a starter in a couple years, or even this year, I don't know. But it's nice to see him pitching good and throwing strikes, not really walking guys.
Yeah, that would be nice. It'd also be nice to see Carlos Hernandez do that. But I'm not holding my breath for either Kowar or Hernandez to amount to anything more than a good reliever. Again, that's Zach Greinke, who tonight takes the loss, the first time he's ever suffered a loss at the hands of the Marlins. His 13th career start against the Fish. He was 7-0. He's now 7-1. Only the second time this season Greinke's failed to deliver a Greinke special, which is, of course, 5 innings and a chance to win. Man, I'm just going through that 5th inning again. I really don't see how more than one run should be charged to Greinke. Again, I keep forgetting the Olivares error. If he secures that ball and holds Wendell at second, it's first and second when that ground ball comes off of the bat that Bobby made the mistake and went to third with. Bobby could have turned two. In my mind, 2 earned runs. That's all I'm charging to Zach Greinke. I don't know where they get off giving him 5. That's a joke. Let's go to Ty in Sedalia. Ty, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
You know, I really feel bad for Zach Greinke in this game. I watched the first half of the game, went out to eat. Before I went out to eat, I saw he was pitching a no-hitter. I come back home, and I see that they have 6 runs on the board. I'm sitting there like, what happened? I check Google, and I see all these errors. I'm like, am I watching the Missouri State Circus here? Because this is not looking good after what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I got you. Thanks. We'll make sure to tip our waitresses. That's now jokes. We're coming with jokes. Hey, you know what? Why not? Why not try to put a smile on people's face? Way to go, Ty. Text line's open for you, 913-586-7610. A lot coming in on the text line. Again, asking you if you have come to terms with the idea or with the very real possibility that Salvador Perez will not end next season as a Royal. Even the possibility that he doesn't end this year as a Royal. Have you digested that? Are you comfortable with that? Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, reporting through sources earlier today on The Athletic that the Royals, obviously already talking with teams about Aroldis Chapman, right now are delivering presentations on, hey, you want Chapman? How about Chapman and Barlow? Oh, you like Aroldis Chapman? How about Chapman and Salvador Perez? Right, because Chapman's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. So if you want to get the type of organizational shifting prospect or two, and that might be a little strong, but if you want to get high-end talent, you're going to need to move more than just 2 months of a reliever. How much would you be willing to give up for 2 months of a reliever? 2 months of Johnny Cueto, a starter? Okay, we know what it would take. 2 months of a reliever. 2 months of Chapman, along with a year and 2 months of Scott Barlow? Okay. Now I want even more, right? 2 months of Aroldis Chapman with 2.5 years of Salvador Perez and the experience and the leadership and the energy and the production. Salvi tonight, 0-for-3, and still very impressive numbers this season, hitting .278, an OPS of .817, still one of the three best catchers in the American League. So are you getting comfortable with that idea, with that image of Salvi in another uniform? 913-586-7610 from the 785. Vern, why would we name Salvi captain if we were going to trade him? Or did we know that going in? The Royals have been open to trading Salvador Perez, I would say, since the end of last season. Naming him captain had nothing to do with anything other than he is the captain of this team. Mike Sweeney came up with a pretty good idea of putting that C on his chest. And who's going to say no? There's nothing contractually that goes into it. And as we saw with Lorenzo Cain, and we'll see with Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer, you can always come home again. From the 816, it's going to be a sad day when number 13 isn't in powder blue. Yeah, probably. But that day will happen. Even if he sees the end of this current contract, I don't foresee Salvador Perez walking off into the sunsets a la Alex Gordon. I think that jersey is going to need to be ripped off of Salvador Perez. You know, and Gordo hung on for quite a while. Finished out the contract and then came back for another year. I think after the contract, Salvi's going to want another 3, 4, 5 years. Not a 3, 4, 5 year deal, but another 3, 4, 5 years in the big leagues to accumulate stats and put the finishing touches on that Hall of Fame resume. Alex writes in, trade Salvi, do it. It'll hurt, but we got to try something. If you love Salvi, let him go. Let him finish his career with a winner. What we get in return will help the future more than keeping Salvador Perez will, signed Alex in the 816. 913-586-7610. Anthony in Blue Springs. Hey, Vern, it appears that some basic fundamentals that every player that has played at a competitive level should have. It just seems that those basic fundamentals are missing with this team. Vern, I can take losing, but this bad defensive baseball is unacceptable. And to the Salvi question, I pretty much only watch the Royals for Salvi, so trading him would pretty much end the 2023 season for me. Thanks for your time, signed Anthony in Blue Springs. I appreciate it. That's what I want to know. 913-586-7610. Royals lose 6-1. We're back with more after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
6-1, the final score. Royals fall in Miami. Game 2 of this 3-game series. They'll hope to avoid a sweep tomorrow afternoon, 5:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show starting at 4 o'clock, giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Father's Day matinee between, well, it looks like it's going to be Zach Greinke going up against Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, and the Halos. Give you a chance to win those tickets tomorrow right around 4:15. Make sure you're listening. go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. A lot of reaction tonight. And boy, does that make me feel great. Not about this show. I know I have. I'm just very surprised on a Tuesday night when the team falls for the 43rd time in just the 61st game, seeing this type of reaction. It's great to see, not surprising. We know how many diehard baseball fans, diehard Royals fans there are in this area. None more so than Cheryl in Hyde Park, who's listening. She writes in, Vern, the comments tonight on the show, very sobering. I wonder what ownership, front office, coaching staff, and players would think if they heard him. Well, I can tell you this. Coaches and players aren't hearing this one tonight. Ownership listens. Front office listens. Family members listen. Not for me or any of the dopey things I say, but to put their finger on the pulse of Royals fans. So they hear what you guys say. They hear the texts, at least the ones that I can read back coherently. Let's see how many I can get through tonight. 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley's hanging in there after yet another L. Jim in Topeka has more to say. Vern, there's a catcher in right. There's a journeyman at second base. There's an overmatched center fielder out there. Vern, I won't call in again, but there's so much more than just Bobby at short and Ollie in left. Jim, you had a great phone call. I hope to hear from you again soon as this season still has 101 games yet to be played. From the 816, Vern, how about these callers early on? Classic Midwest fans opening up the phone call with a, hey, Vern, how are you? And then ending the phone call by apologizing for having a justified negative take. Yes, that is very Midwest. Say something that is based in fact. And like I just mentioned, if you're grinding through this season, you can say whatever you want. But yeah, to apologize at the end of it, no doubt. Very Midwest. That's what makes Kansas City great, though. From the 913, Vern, are the Royals on pace to have the most losses ever before the All-Star break in franchise history? Just looking at the go-to years of 05-06, 05 they hit the All-Star break with 30 wins. Right now they have 18 wins, meaning that they are 12 away with 15, 19, 26, 29, 33 games to go. They need to win 12 of the next 33. Well, they're certainly pacing to have the worst record and the fewest amount of losses in franchise history at the All-Star break. Yes, the trends would say that they'll fall short of 30 wins. Great. There's something else we can follow. Kyle in Odessa's wondering if they're going to win 40 games, period. Kelly from Smithville writes in, Vern, I get what you're saying about Salvi, but I felt the same way about Whit Merrifield. I'm happy to see him get a chance at a ring. Happy to see him get a chance at a ring and ride the bench. I would hate that for Sal. Well, Merrifield's actually playing pretty well. I believe he's top 10 in the American League in both batting average and stolen bases. And if Salvi goes somewhere, he's not going to be riding the bench. Now, he might not play six of every seven games behind the dish, but he's going to be in the lineup six out of every 7 days. Back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Casey Kurt writes in, Vern, the Royals' defense is embarrassing. This is what happens when you put a catcher in right field. It's time to trade Salvi and put Melendez back where he belongs, behind the dish. Yeah, maybe. You know what time it is. It's not. It's time he hits, and that he hits consistently. And we're seeing him come out of it again. MJ has hit safely in 9 of his last 11 games. If he hits like I believe he's capable of hitting, I'd much rather have him stay in the corner outfield. Because you start becoming the primary catcher. I don't think the offense is going to... In my opinion, his offense would be stunted if he's catching 5 out of every 7 games. And I think the only way he lasts in this game is by being a 25-plus home run guy. That needs to be his focus. Hit more, hit for more power. Defense is secondary. I hate saying it, but he's in right field, so actually I don't hate saying it. Spike in St. Joe is going to change the subject. What happened to the Sonic Slam inning in the 6th? I don't know. Are they not doing that anymore? Sonic never paid me, so I never really paid much attention to it. Sonic always... you know what? I don't want to say anything bad. My wife loves Sonic. I'll say that. Victor in Raytown. Vern, it's a long season. Our Royals are young. Let's see what happens in July and August. The other teams in our division are older. They may tank. Our Royals might catch a streak or two. I still believe a 20-game win streak cures all wounds. Yeah, Victor, I would agree with that. No argument here. Yes, if the Royals win 20 in a row, we're going to have a very fun summer. Yeah, no, that'd be a lot of fun. Anything can happen. I'm not going to shoot him down. He's listening. Victor's been listening for a long time. Actually, I think he's being a little sarcastic. From the 402, Vern, Salvi may want to be traded to a contender. Yeah, I agree. Salvi loves Kansas City. You know that. I know that. You don't play... That's not true. The way you guys have taken care of him, he recognizes. Salvi's a good person. He understands what he means to this city, and I hope, and he hopes, I'm sure, that you guys understand what you mean to him. But Salvi is still a driven ball player. And what's driving him right now is to make it to Cooperstown. Another run through the postseason, another World Series title, could help brand his name on those doors at Cooperstown. Staying in Kansas City, sure. Being a one-team guy, that has its certain cachet. That can help when it comes to making it to the Hall of Fame. Not as much as being in the biggest games, coming through. Right? We've seen Salvi do it for the Royals in 14 and 15. We've seen him do it endlessly for Team Venezuela. To see him do it for another team, it would be painful, but at least we'd have something to root for in October. Nico in the Northland listening. He writes in, Vern, I'm okay with losing 110 games this year, but we need to evaluate players in the farm system. Olivares needs to yield to Nick Prado or Nick Lofton. Great defense is number one priority. It gives pitchers hope. And as far as Salvi, he's the team glue. Well, you know, the whole team glue thing. Holding what together? They're 25 games below 500. We're only 61 games in. What's he holding together? The second worst team in baseball? How much further can they fall? And as far as Edward Olivares needing to yield, he has to Nick Prado. Right? Prado gets starts over Ollie all the time in left. And they mix him in there a designated hitter. But his bat is, you know, one of the better bats on the team, to be quite honest with you. When he's right, when he's aggressive, confident Edward Olivares, he's one of the better bats that they have. So, okay, send him out. Nick Lofton really isn't a corner outfielder. Nick Lofton's a third baseman, in my opinion. And this team doesn't need any more third basemen. Nick Lofton's fine, not going to say anything negative about him, but I don't view Nick Lofton as a guy that I need to evaluate in 2023. I've been wrong on plenty of players in the past and might be wrong on him as well. He's a nice player, nice ball player. Nick Prado, I'm with you. That's about it, though. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 785, Vern, I think they were actually 27-67 in 2018 at the All-Star break. Okay, maybe. I guess I just always go to 05-06, assuming those were the worst. Yeah, 18-19. And then you also got to take into account, you know, All-Star game kind of fluctuates when in July it's played. Who knows? Dan in KCK says he has nothing good to say after this loss. Paulie D. in Overland Park writes, Vern, this Kansas City market will never be able to support a competitive team year in and year out without a major change in revenue sharing. Until, and if that ever happens, the Royals will only be a feeding ground for talent to wealthier teams. Okay, fine, Paulie. Listen. I can't argue, as you know, I can't argue the disparity in this sport. You look at the Mets compared to the Rays. Oh, okay, maybe that's a bad comparison because the Rays are the best team in baseball. And it's impossible to duplicate what the Rays are doing, no doubt. But the Rays spit in the face of what you're saying. Sorry. Let them leave then, right? Well, then who cares about the Royals? I'm not giving them that pass. Cleveland doesn't spend a ton of money and they compete. Now, to compete consistently year in and year out, yeah, you're 100% right. But to just throw your hands up and say, well, the sport's broken, what are we going to do? Well, then, you know, I got no business being on the radio right now, Paulie. You can win. It is possible. Royals have done it before. Right? I mean, Royals and Cardinals and Yankees all have the same amount of world titles in the past decade. You know, fun with numbers, but we don't need to carry the water for the organization that much. We can defend them here and there, point out certain aspects that certainly don't behoove this organization. Yeah, we can point it out, but we don't need to, woe is us, and, we got no chance. Come, get out of here. A few more from the text line. Man, they just keep coming in. I can't believe how many people are dialed into the Royals on a Tuesday night. Terry in Green Bay says it'd be nice if Edward Olivares could play the outfield. Yeah, you're telling me. The 913 doesn't want the Royals to trade Salvador Perez. Another one from the 913, trade everyone. Clean house, scouting-wise, that is. They want us to pay $20 for this Little League baseball, Vern. They're losing the fan base. Well, if this shows any indication or if the text line is any indication, no, they're not. And I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm not trying to drive you away. No, keep listening, please. God. John in Mission. Vern, the only way I trade him is if Salvi asks to leave. And Vern, I know I'm probably among the minority with advocating for Jackie Bradley Jr. to get more run, but you say you can sacrifice offense among catcher, second, short, center, up the middle. Well, I don't remember seeing an outfielder play like tonight from Jackie Bradley Jr. Yeah, talking about the errors from Olivares, Drew Waters last night. No, you're not going to see that from Jackie Bradley Jr. because he's a sensational defender. And if wins mattered, I'd be with you. Yeah, yeah, put the best defender in center field. But wins don't matter. It's an evaluation season, and they want to evaluate Drew Waters. And once Kyle Isbell's healthy, once he returns, would it be surprised to see him start a rehab assignment next week? So once he returns, Jackie Bradley Jr. is probably on his way out, barring some injury between now and then. So enjoy him while you can. Showtime writes in and says the Royals should trade Nicky Lopez. Is he even worth anything? Yeah. I mean, he'd be a nice utility infielder for a competitive team. So whatever a team would be willing to part with for a utility guy, right? Your final guy on your bench. Not much, but the Rays and other teams win those type of overlooked trades. And that's what the Royals are going to need to do if you're going to win in the margins. You got to win those overlooked, underreported trades. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. A lot of reaction pertaining to Salvador Perez. From the 314, Paul in the Lou writes in, says that the Royals should trade Nick Prado to the Phillies. And a lot of great reaction tonight. Hey, my game notes following this 6-1 loss are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. What stands out to me is Bobby Witt Jr. tonight made his 18th start of the season outside that leadoff spot. 18 starts, hitting .311 with an OPS of .798. Tomorrow they face a right-hander. I would imagine Nick Prado is going to be back at the top of the lineup. It's Edward Cabrera for Miami, and it's Jordan Lyles for Kansas City. Start number 13 for Jordan Lyles. Royals are 0-12 in the first dozen trips to the mound he's taken. We'll see if lucky number 13 is the trick. Hey, I really appreciate all the reaction on the text line. That's the pick-me-up I needed. Because I was going to be dragging going into the finale tomorrow. But knowing that you guys are still dialed in means a lot. I appreciate it. Grant Nicholson, thank you for your help back at the studio. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. Regularly scheduled programming.
And this whole thing went...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure you're listening. Let's go to the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. A lot of reaction tonight. And boy, does that make me feel great. Not about this show. I know I have. I'm just very surprised on a Tuesday night when the team falls for the 43rd time in just the 61st game, seeing this type of reaction. It's great to see. Not surprising. We know how many diehard baseball fans, diehard Royals fans there are in this area. None more so than Cheryl in Hyde Park, who's listening. She writes in, Vern, the comments tonight on the show, very sobering. I wonder what ownership, front office, coaching staff, and players would think if they heard him. Well, I can tell you this. Coaches and players aren't hearing this one tonight. Ownership listens. Front office listens. Family members listen. Not for me or any of the dopey things I say, but to put their finger on the pulse of Royals fans. So they hear what you guys say. They hear the texts, at least the ones that I can read back coherently. Let's see how many I can get through tonight. 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley's hanging in there after yet another L. Jim in Topeka has more to say. Vern, there's a catcher in right. There's a journeyman at second base. There's an overmatched center fielder out there. Vern, I won't call in again, but there's so much more than just Bobby at short and Ollie in left. Jim, you had a great phone call. I hope to hear from you again soon as this season still has 101 games yet to be played. From the 816, Vern, how about these callers early on? Classic Midwest fans opening up the phone call with a, hey, Vern, how are you? And then ending the phone call by apologizing for having a justified negative take. Yes, that is very Midwest. Say something that is based in fact. And like I just mentioned, if you're grinding through this season, you can say whatever you want. But yeah, to apologize at the end of it, no doubt. Very Midwest. That's what makes Kansas City great, though. From the 913, Vern, are the Royals on pace to have the most losses ever before the All-Star break in franchise history? Just looking at the go-to years of 05-06, 05 they hit the All-Star break with 30 wins. Right now they have 18 wins, meaning that they are 12 away with 15, 19, 26, 29, 33 games to go. They need to win 12 of the next 33. Well, they're certainly pacing to have the worst record and the fewest amount of losses in franchise history at the All-Star break. Yes. The trends would say that they'll fall short of 30 wins. Great. There's something else we can follow. Kyle in Odessa's wondering if they're going to win 40 games, period. Kelly from Smithville writes in, Vern, I get what you're saying about Salvi, but I felt the same way about Whit Merrifield. I'm happy to see him get a chance at a ring. Happy to see him get a chance at a ring and ride the bench. I would hate that for Sal. Well, Merrifield's actually playing pretty well. I believe he's top 10 in the American League in both batting average and stolen bases. And if Salvi goes somewhere, he's not going to be riding the bench. Now, he might not play six of every seven games behind the dish, but he's going to be in the lineup six out of every 7 days. Back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Casey Kurt writes in, Vern, the Royals' defense is embarrassing. This is what happens when you put a catcher in right field. It's time to trade Salvi and put Melendez back where he belongs, behind the dish. Yeah, maybe. You know what time it is. It's not... it's time he hits, and that he hits consistently. And we're seeing him come out of it again. MJ has hit safely in 9 of his last 11 games. If he hits like I believe he's capable of hitting, I'd much rather have him stay in the corner outfield. Because you start becoming the primary catcher. I don't think the offense is going to... In my opinion, his offense would be stunted if he's catching 5 out of every 7 games. And I think the only way he lasts in this game is by being a 25-plus home run guy. That needs to be his focus. Hit more, hit for more power. Defense is secondary. I hate saying it, but he's in right field, so actually I don't hate saying it. Spike in St. Joe is going to change the subject. What happened to the Sonic Slam inning in the 6th? I don't know. Are they not doing that anymore? Sonic never paid me, so I never really paid much attention to it. Sonic always... you know what? I don't want to say anything bad. My wife loves Sonic. I'll say that. Victor in Raytown. Vern, it's a long season. Our Royals are young. Let's see what happens in July and August. The other teams in our division are older. They may tank. Our Royals might catch a streak or two. I still believe a 20-game win streak cures all wounds. Yeah, Victor, I would agree with that. No argument here. Yes, if the Royals win 20 in a row, we're going to have a very fun summer. Yeah, no, that'd be a lot of fun. Anything can happen. I'm not going to shoot him down. He's listening. Victor's been listening for a long time. Actually, I think he's being a little sarcastic. From the 402, Vern, Salvi may want to be traded to a contender. Yeah, I agree. Salvi loves Kansas City. You know that. I know that. You don't play... That's not true. The way you guys have taken care of him, he recognizes. Salvi's a good person. He understands what he means to this city, and I hope, and he hopes, I'm sure, that you guys understand what you mean to him. But Salvi is still a driven ball player. And what's driving him right now is to make it to Cooperstown. Another run through the postseason, another World Series title, could help brand his name on those doors at Cooperstown. Staying in Kansas City, sure. Being a one-team guy, that has its certain cachet. That can help when it comes to making it to the Hall of Fame. Not as much as being in the biggest games, coming through. Right? We've seen Salvi do it for the Royals in 14 and 15. We've seen him do it endlessly for Team Venezuela. To see him do it for another team, it would be painful, but at least we'd have something to root for in October. Nico in the Northland listening. He writes in, Vern, I'm okay with losing 110 games this year, but we need to evaluate players in the farm system. Olivares needs to yield to Nick Prado or Nick Lofton. Great defense is number one priority. It gives pitchers hope. And as far as Salvi, he's the team glue. Well, you know, the whole team glue thing. Holding what together? They're 25 games below 500. We're only 61 games in. What's he holding together? The second worst team in baseball? How much further can they fall? And as far as Edward Olivares needing to yield, he has to Nick Prado. Right? Prado gets starts over Ollie all the time in left. And they mix him in there a designated hitter. But his bat is, you know, one of the better bats on the team, to be quite honest with you. When he's right, when he's aggressive, confident Edward Olivares, he's one of the better bats that they have. So, okay, send him out Nick Lofton really isn't a corner outfielder. Nick Lofton's a third baseman, in my opinion. And this team doesn't need any more third basemen. Nick Lofton's fine, not going to say anything negative about him, but I don't view Nick Lofton as a guy that I need to evaluate in 2023. I've been wrong on plenty of players in the past and might be wrong on him as well. He's a nice player, nice ball player. Nick Prado, I'm with you. That's about it, though. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 785, Vern, I think they were actually 27-67 in 2018 at the All-Star break. Okay, maybe. I guess I just always go to 05-06, assuming those were the worst. Yeah, 18-19. And then you also got to take into account, you know, All-Star game kind of fluctuates when in July it's played. Who knows? Dan in KCK says he has nothing good to say after this loss. Paulie D. in Overland Park writes, Vern, this Kansas City market will never be able to support a competitive team year in and year out without a major change in revenue sharing. Until, and if that ever happens, the Royals will only be a feeding ground for talent to wealthier teams. Okay, fine, Paulie. Listen. I can't argue, as you know, I can't argue the disparity in this sport. You look at the Mets compared to the Rays. Oh, okay, maybe that's a bad comparison because the Rays are the best team in baseball. And it's impossible to duplicate what the Rays are doing, no doubt. But the Rays spit in the face of what you're saying. Sorry. Let them leave then, right? Well, then who cares about the Royals? I'm not giving them that pass. Cleveland doesn't spend a ton of money and they compete. Now, to compete consistently year in and year out, yeah, you're 100% right. But to just throw your hands up and say, well, the sport's broken, what are we going to do? Well, then, you know, I got no business being on the radio right now, Paulie. You can win. It is possible. Royals have done it before. Right? I mean, Royals and Cardinals and Yankees all have the same amount of world titles in the past decade. You know, fun with numbers, but we don't need to carry the water for the organization that much. We could defend them here and there, point out certain aspects that certainly don't behoove this organization. Yeah, we can point it out, but we don't need to, woe is us, and, we got no chance. Come, get out of here. A few more from the text line. Man, they just keep coming in. I can't believe how many people are dialed into the Royals on a Tuesday night. Terry in Green Bay says it'd be nice if Edward Olivares could play the outfield. Yeah, you're telling me. The 913 doesn't want the Royals to trade Salvador Perez. Another one from the 913, trade everyone. Clean house, scouting-wise, that is. They want us to pay $20 for this Little League baseball, Vern. They're losing the fan base. Well, if this shows any indication or if the text line is any indication, no, they're not. And I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm not trying to drive you away. No, keep listening, please. God. John in Mission. Vern, the only way I trade him is if Salvi asks to leave. And Vern, I know I'm probably among the minority with advocating for Jackie Bradley Jr. to get more run, but you say you can sacrifice offense among catcher, second, short, center, up the middle. Well, I don't remember seeing an outfielder play like tonight from Jackie Bradley Jr. Yeah, talking about the errors from Olivares, Drew Waters last night. No, you're not going to see that from Jackie Bradley Jr. because he's a sensational defender. And if wins mattered, I'd be with you. Yeah, yeah, put the best defender in center field. But wins don't matter. It's an evaluation season, and they want to evaluate Drew Waters. And once Kyle Isbell's healthy, once he returns, would it be surprised to see him start a rehab assignment next week? So once he returns, Jackie Bradley Jr. is probably on his way out, barring some injury between now and then. So enjoy him while you can. Showtime writes in and says the Royals should trade Nicky Lopez. Is he even worth anything? Yeah. I mean, he'd be a nice utility infielder for a competitive team. So whatever a team would be willing to part with for a utility guy, right? Your final guy on your bench. Not much, but the Rays and other teams win those type of overlooked trades. And that's what the Royals are going to need to do if you're going to win in the margins. You got to win those overlooked, underreported trades. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. A lot of reaction pertaining to Salvador Perez. From the 314, Paul in the Lou writes in, says that the Royals should trade Nick Prado to the Phillies. And a lot of great reaction tonight. Hey, my game notes following this 6-1 loss are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. What stands out to me is Bobby Witt Jr. tonight made his 18th start of the season outside that leadoff spot. 18 starts, hitting .311 with an OPS of .798. Tomorrow they face a right-hander. I would imagine Nick Prado is going to be back at the top of the lineup. It's Edward Cabrera for Miami, and it's Jordan Lyles for Kansas City. Start number 13 for Jordan Lyles. Royals are 0-12 in the first dozen trips to the mound he's taken. We'll see if lucky number 13 is the trick. Hey, I really appreciate all the reaction on the text line. That's the pick-me-up I needed. Because I was going to be dragging going into the finale tomorrow. But knowing that you guys are still dialed in means a lot. I appreciate it. Grant Nicholson, thank you for your help back at the studio. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. Regularly scheduled programming.
And this whole thing went.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.